On March 22, 2022, the police arrived at the home of 74-year-old Frank Wilson, and they found the body of his girlfriend lying on the kitchen floor. Frank claimed that he was acting in self-defense when he used his shotgun to take her life. Frank was immediately detained, and he was brought in so he could give more information as to what had actually happened.
All right, so obviously back there at the scene, over in your residence, we already read your Miranda warning and all that. You understand your rights still? Right. All right, I'm going to save the trouble of reading them all again. Yeah. You know, it's a little monotonous.
Well, here, okay, let me say my situation.
Yes, sir.
She stabbed me in the arm the other day. That blood right there is from the other day. And she got me right here in the belly. You
yes,
know,
sir.
From right there. You know, and all I'm doing is I'm going to plead self-defense. You know, I don't care, you know. But I answer whatever you want me to answer.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
You know,
like I said, just we'll start from the very beginning of the day, okay? Because I know you said there was an incident that happened a couple days prior and this where she stabbed you with a butter knife, but like I said, we've already kind of covered that. What's real important is we start from the beginning of the day and we work all the way up to the incident, okay?
The detectives ask Frank to start with the beginning of the day because he should have no need to lie about what his morning routine is. After watching his body language when they believe he is being honest, the detectives will compare it to when they believe he may be lying.
So starting the beginning of the day, were y'all having any more issues? Was it normal?
No, this morning we got up, she fixed me breakfast. We went over to Atmore to the Japanese place or Chinese place and ate over there and then come back. And that's when she really, you know, y'all check her phone. Y'all probably look in the back bedroom, but she's on some kind of pill. And she mixes it with alcohol, and she hides beer back there, you know, and it just one after another, and then she comes after you, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, all I'm doing, I don't care. I'm gonna spend self-defense on my part.
No, absolutely. That's why I said we have to go through the whole story.
And then, you know, after we got back from over there, you know, she went out that little shed. She does a flea market, you know, flea market thing. She goes buying and selling, which she'd been doing that all along, you know. But she said, come in there. She got all that junk stored in that little shed right there by my trailer. I said, look here. I said, you know, you need it. You know, start a yard sale or, you know, get rid of some of that stuff because, you know, the shed's getting too full. You know, there ain't enough room. You know, and then blah, 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 come at you again. And I'll just tell you, I just went in there. My brain snapped and I went in there and got the gun and shot her. I mean, but she had a knife. She had a butter knife in her hand, you know.
Now, let's talk about the butter knife and stuff, okay? Because I know you said, or back on the scene, we talked to you earlier, that, you know, she had pulled that knife out, and you had said something about a casino.
I said something, what?
About a casino? I guess she wanted some money.
Oh, yeah, she said, you know, I walked over to my next-door neighbor, which is Doug Lee. Y'all can call him, and he'll verify it. And then we came out there. Actually, we went up to the store up at Bonner Ranch. Mm-hmm. We didn't, and she said I was going to the casino and spend my money, and I didn't have but $40, man. You know, you can't go to a casino with no damn $40, you know. But that's.
So, what was she angry about? The flea market thing, or was she angry about the casino?
I don't know if she's angry about the flea market because I told her to get the stuff going, getting out of there, or she was mad with me and Doug, or mad at me for, you know. Said going to the casino. It's on my phone. She text messed me on my phone.
Okay.
Frank claims that his girlfriend wanted some money to go to the casino, and when he told her he didn't have any, she told him that she had found herself a new man. The argument escalated from there, and Frank claims that she came at him with a butter knife.
So she's in the kitchen. You say she got angry. What does she do in detail? You know, does she already have a knife? Does she find a knife?
She turned around, and I was in that recliner. Like the other day, she came around and come tell me with that, and I seen that butcher knife, and I jumped up out of the chair.
Is it a butcher knife or not a butter knife?
Not a butter knife. Not a butcher knife. It was a butter knife.
And then, so you got out of the chair, and then what happened?
And I walked in the bedroom, and I come back, and I shot her.
Okay, at any point, you said, I remember you telling us in the scene you had disarmed her first.
Sir?
One time, at one point, you said you had disarmed her.
You took it away from her?
I took it away from her before all the junk.
And what happened after you got rid of the knife?
After I got rid of the knife, it went into the sink. I went back and sat down in the recliner. And she went back to her bedroom. And then she came back from her bedroom and went back over to that sink and got that knife.
Okay. So she went and got that knife again. And then what'd you do?
I got up out of the chair, went to the bedroom, got the gun.
Now, did you see her grab that knife the second time, or did you assume because she went over
to
the sink?
No, when I come out of that bedroom, she had that knife in her hand.
Okay. And where we found her, which is in the kitchen between the hallway, is when you shot her, is that where you shot her at?
That's where I shot her at.
Right? Okay.
Where was she standing? Was she standing right where she was at?
Yeah, she was standing right in front of the ice box.
Okay. And where were you at when you shot her?
I was probably a foot out of that hallway where the living room was.
So right before the kitchen starts?
Yeah.
Okay. Did y'all have any words, or you just pulled the trigger?
No, she'd been cussing me all day, whatever, you know, but no, I don't know. I'll just tell you the truth. I've been cussed so much, you know, I'm fed up with it, you know. So, and then when she tried, first, about a month ago, she tried it with my heart pills, you know, and I could have had her arrested then because swapping my drugs around, and I called the county up there, and they come down there and investigated it and found out that she had swapped my medicine around. But woman, ain't nothing but trouble, but I understand I'm in the middle of the trouble now, you know.
Well, like I said, you know, we have to put all the pieces together.
Yeah, I understand. So, y'all got a job to do. If y'all get on that phone today, now there's some guy over at the bar over at the Grey Goose, where she's hanging around at, you know, threatened to kill me today on the phone, you know, just odds and ends stuff, just something just to keep bickering, you know. And I served papers on her to move out from up there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got the county up there. She signed a paper, and one of the deputies signed. And she said, she ripped the papers up and said it wasn't legal. And the deputy, I don't even know his name, from up there in Century, he said, look here, they're legal. I signed them. I don't remember his name, but y'all can check around up there. Mm-hmm. And then next thing I know, he come by there. He said, well, she moved out. I said, no. I said, she didn't move out. And her attorney advised her that she could stay another 45 days, you know. And then, rather than get my daughter, of course, she owns the property, rather than get my daughter from Navy Federal, you know, to go through all the stuff and her lose a day of work, I just, you know, forgot about it. You know, I said, well, she said, eventually she, you know, she'd get out of there.
Okay.
And that's
now, you said you snapped, by the way, because we kind of got to go back to that main point. You know, this is the situation. Were you angry at the time? Were you upset? Were you, how would you describe that?
I was upset and angry and blood pressure and stressed.
Just tired out. Just tired of it.
Sir?
Just tired of it?
I'm tired of it. I really was. And that ain't, you know, that's
she only had on a t-shirt that she usually don't. She usually don't have any pants on or anything.
No, she don't never.
She wears like a gown.
Yeah, she don't never.
Okay. And when you walked back in with a gun and she saw that, did she say anything?
No, she didn't say a word. Not a word.
Now, did you, when you retrieved the gun, did you have to retrieve a shell out of the box and all that to load it?
No, the gun was already loaded on the
rack.
Rack.
The detectives ask Frank if he had to retrieve a shell out of the ammo box and load the gun before killing his girlfriend. If he did load the weapon, this shows them that not only was there enough time for Frank to leave the home, but also he can't claim that he didn't know the shotgun was loaded or he didn't intend on killing his girlfriend.
So after you shot her,
yeah.
Okay, what did you do then?
I went out there and I sat down on the porch. I didn't actually just sit down. I went out there and just about passed out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called my daughter and told her that I'd done that, and she said she was on her way.
Did you go back inside at any point?
I never did go back inside.
Did you ever check to see if she was alive?
I never did go back inside. Never did go back.
Did you render any aid to
her?
Did you render any aid to her?
No. Okay. I never did open the door and go back in there. Never did.
Did you hear her say anything after she was shot or?
No. Never heard a word.
Now, you say a butter knife. We're talking like a standard butter knife, like, you know, slightly serrated, but.
Sir?
Just a standard butter knife,
yeah,
right?
You know, it's a blunt, you know, if it was sharp, you know, she could have done more damage than what she done.
Yeah. Did she threaten you at all with it?
Oh yeah, she threatened. She every day that you lived up there, she.
I meant just tonight. Whenever she went and got that butter knife out, do you remember what she said to you?
Yeah, she said she said she found her another man, and she was gonna get out of the picture. I said, well, that's good. You know, move on down the line, get your next victim. You know. And then it went from there when I said, well, get you another man, you know, and then that's when she, you know, that's when she come at me, man, you know.
She come at you tonight, though? Because obviously, you know, you talk about incidents that happened in the past, too.
No, I'm talking about.
Just tonight?
Today.
Okay.
Today. Yeah.
And that's when you disarmed her, got rid of the knife?
Yep. Okay. And then, and she was talking to him on the, or somebody on the phone.
When it happened?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about shortly.
Before?
Yeah.
Is her phone that blue one that has a cracked screen on it?
Yeah.
Does she have a passcode on it?
I haven't ever found it. Okay. I don't know.
Does your phone have a passcode on it?
No. Well, no. But not that I know of. Mine's just old flip phone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just an antique phone now. There's that text message on it that she put on there today about the casino when me and Doug.
Texted you?
Yeah, I did erase it, but I know y'all can bring it back up. I know better than that.
What did the text message say?
Called me MS and fat ass and said me and Doug was, you know, going to the casino and, you know, she was going to see her man, whatever. I didn't look at it. I didn't hardly even read it. I think it was from her. I reached up there, you know, mashed it off.
Okay.
But it's on the phone.
Have you been with her a couple years or just the last?
Off and on, probably. Well, last year now, I bought her a Hyundai. Okay. One of the Honda cars, 05 Hyundai. But she had a truck, an 05 Ford truck.
That red one?
No, that's mine, that's a 98. But she had a green or blue-green.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she pawned the title, or her and her old man pawned the title. Okay, that led down to she lost her truck. Okay, her birthday of last year, her birthday's on the 25th, mine's on the 26th. I went down and bought her that Hyundai. Okay, he talked to her. She goes to Bruton. She look at her. I don't control her. She comes and goes at my house when she gets ready to go. You know, she don't tell me where she's going. She don't discuss nothing with me. She gets in the car and leaves. Okay, the next thing I know, the repo man, you know, comes up down the road, you know. And so I walk out there to the gate, and he says, you know, I saw your burp. I said, yeah. I said, I know her. I said, she lives in that trailer with me over there. She said, well, I'm looking for a 05 Hyundai car, white in color. I said, that ain't no problem. I said, it's right there behind the house. I was wondering why she kept hiding the car, you know. But it wasn't none of my business, you know. Anyway, I opened the gate. He came in and put his hook on it and took on off. Okay, this rocked on. She cussed and raised all kind of crap because she, you know, she said, I got... Because I let the man in my yard, I'm the one that, you know, that...
Dead or wrong.
Yeah, because I, you know, I'm the cause of all that. I said, well, okay, I said, well, maybe you learned your lesson, you know. Okay, this rocked on for about 3 months, and that Dodge, or that Nissan, I was working on it for a lady out there. I put a transmission in it. Okay, she told me, she said, look here. She said, my husband bought me a new car. She said, you give me $1,400 for the car. Plus, she'd already give me $500, you know, up front to buy the part. Mm-hmm. She said, if you give me $1,400 more, you can have the car and I'll come over and sign the title. I said, well, that's good. I said, well, just come on over here. And so I told Sonya, I said, here, there's your car.
That's an SUV that's parked out there?
Yeah.
With Alabama tag?
Yeah, that's it. And I said, there's your car. Okay, this was about a month, probably, right at a month, maybe less. And then she went up there and got the tag and insurance. And I said, well, look here, as long as it's, you know, that I ain't involved in none of it, it's in your name, it's your car. So that's, you know, that's the way that went. And then, you know, it was one thing right after another that, you know, she said, well, you keep throwing it up that you bought me the car, you know. And everybody at the bar said, you know, that she goes over there, you know, if she got $20 in her pocket, she thinks she got $1,000,000. But of course, now a woman can sit in a bar and drink all day with, you know, with no problem, you know. I said, look here, I ain't no dummy. I said, you know, I said, the men are after you. Yeah, it's fine. I said, look here, if we can't get along, find you somebody that you love and take care of you and go. And that was the end of the story. And then she, now for 6 months, she's been in that back bedroom. I'm talking about no sex involved, no nothing involved. She's been coming and going. You know, I told her at my house, I locked that gate because Bobby's stealing my tools and, you know, I got people's cars up in there and I put that big lock on that gate. And I said, 7 o'clock is a curfew. If you ain't here at 7 o'clock, stay where you're at and sleep, you know. And that's about the way the story goes, man. She's just a...
Yeah, it seems kind of weird that she's all over you about doing this and that, but she's coming and going as she pleases.
Yeah. Yeah, she pleases. Hey, look here, dude. Doug, my next door neighbor. Y'all need to talk to him. I need to talk to him.
Is that the guy straight across the street?
Straight across the street. He don't even get involved in nothing. He's a big church goer, and I go over and help him, you know, do his barn and stuff like that, you know. Y'all talk to him.
And we will. Like I said, you know, it's a process. You know, we get a lot of...
Because I ain't trying to hide nothing, y'all. I ain't gonna hide nothing, y'all. It just my mind snapped, and I was tired of it. So I went up to the county. Look here, I called the county every day. Mm. You know, every time this stuff started, because she was wanting me to slap her and hit her, you know, where she could get me arrested and get all my shit out. Excuse my expression. Get all my shit out of the trailer, and she'd have something to deal with, you know. But. I'm telling you.
So just to recap to make sure we got it right, at one time tonight when it all started, she pulled that butter knife, you're in the chair, you got it away from her, threw it over in the sink, you go back, sit in the chair, she's still running off at the mouth throughout the night, and then you see her grab the knife again.
Come back again, and I was sitting in that recliner.
And you saw her and just was like, I ain't dealing with this. I'm going to get my gun.
That's it.
Did she chase you with a knife into the room or anything?
Nope.
Were you scared at all?
Sir?
Were you scared at all?
Dang right, I was scared. She got me about 2 months ago, or right before all this stuff happened. She put a butcher knife, buddy. It wasn't no butter knife, buddy. She put 17 stitches in my arm. You know, but the woman got a problem, period. Drugs.
Okay.
And if they'll do over top tier or whatever what they do over there, if they'll take her, they'll find out.
When you came back out with the gun, you said she was right there in front of the icebox?
Yeah, she was standing dead in front of the icebox.
When you were in the recliner and you got up to go to the bedroom, where was she at that time?
She was by the sink.
Okay. How was she holding it?
The knife?
Yeah.
It's like somebody was going to stab you. Okay. You know.
Does she have any physical disabilities or anything like that?
She got some kind of, I had to take her, or she takes herself, she had to do 2 shots a month. And her white cells, you know, something to do with leukemia. Her red cells are eating the white cells up, or the white cells are eating the red cells up. And she has to take a shot every 3 weeks. And I'd take her to Mobile or take her over to Guthrie's to get the shot. And it costs, in Guthrie's it's $120. Mobile's $100. And you had to drive to Mobile to get the shot.
Gotcha. Is that something, if she didn't get the shot, it would kill her?
Yeah. She went and showed her butt that, you know, that she said she wasn't going to take no more of them. And then the law come out there, you know. Well, the doctor called the law, you know, and got the law involved in it and got her, you know, to go back over and get her shot. So that was the one in Guthrie's.
Okay.
But.
I know you said you were, she had that knife and you were scared, but from where you shot her and where she was at, she didn't come charging at you or anything like that. Okay.
No.
All right. Did you ever think about just like, screw it, I'm gonna leave for the night or anything like that?
I have left and sat out there on that lawnmower and went to sleep on the lawnmower just to keep them. You just asked Doug, I went over to Doug's, you know, and Doug just sat there and told me, he said, man, don't get involved in that. Sat there on the doorstep. You can go in my camper and go to sleep. You just stay from up there, you know?
Okay. And once again, you don't, the son is the only person that you know.
Yeah, that's
right.
She
don't have any brothers, sisters.
No. I don't know that.
Okay.
We didn't, you know, never discuss nothing of that. But I know she got the son.
Okay.
And Bobby, I don't even know his name's a funny last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's when they come over here. I turned the corner off of Worley Road, or off at Mr. Rain Road, and turned on the Worley Road and seen him jump over my fence, you know. I'm talking about back over to the fence, from my yard, back over to the car.
That was back in December, right?
Yeah, and they had a box of tools, you know, and he stole the spare tire out from under one of them F10, you know. Of course, the spare tire was just laying on the back of it, you know, but.
Is there anything else you can think of that we haven't asked you that you want to tell us?
Mm-hmm. It's all like...
It is what it is. Okay.
All right. Mind raising your right hand for me, sir? I know it's kind of pain. You swear and affirm everything you told me today is the absolute truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Just holler at us if you need to use the bathroom again. There's more water. We got to get some paperwork and stuff done, and then we'll get you out of here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks. Is your phone in your bedroom at home?
My daughter got my phone.
Daughter does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
According to the arrest report, Frank said he felt he had the right to defend himself, and the reason he snapped was due to his high blood pressure medication and his anger. The police never found a butter knife on or near his girlfriend's body, which led them to believe that she was unarmed at the time of the shooting. In the end, Frank would be found guilty of second-degree murder, and he was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Unless Frank lives to be 114 years old, he will spend the rest of his life behind bars.